we seem to hit it off for some reason. He's like a big-time athlete guy, and I'm not. But, you know, we just hit it off. And the good thing is that he married one of the famous Broberg girls. Claire, you should just stand up just for the fun of it, because, come on, the famous Broberg girls. So back in the in days gone by, I'm not going to tell you when, Claire, just to protect you. She and her sisters came and worked on summer staff, and they were four blonde chicks. And they seemed to draw boys like flies. I don't know what it was, but so Dan won out, and it's been a good thing. They have four grandkids, and they're fourth generation. Claire's parents came back in the 60s, right? Early 60s. And then this is their fourth generation with their grandkids here. So we're excited about them. Dan is a doctor of marriage and family counseling, and he has his own counseling practice called Renewal Counseling. So Dan is one of my favorite speakers of all time. He just knows how to connect with people. He's got a great gift. And so Dan, come up and tell us what you're going to talk about, and then I'd like to pray for you. He used to be a lot thinner.
I was going to say. Yeah. Talk about letdowns after an athletic buildup, right? Hey, I'm going to keep this guy up here for a minute because when I got here today, I met Ron over at the inn. And we just started connecting and talking about the past. And I said, and for those of you who have been here for a while, isn't it like coming home? It's like coming home because this is family. By the way, 46 years of service. Ron, where are you? 50 years of service this year. 96 years of service at Fort Wilderness for these two guys. And Sandy, stand up. Sandy, stand up. He called my wife out, so I'm calling out his sister-in-law. 46 years of service for Sandy here at Fort Wilderness as well. We love you guys. It is great to be here. I love the theme. I, the Lord, do not change. And that's what we love about coming to the fort. We know that we're gonna meet God here. We can leave everything that is going on back home, the work, the stresses, some of those things. And it's a place to get away where we can meet God without distraction. And this week, we're going to talk about the promise. We're going to look at Genesis. We're going to talk about the promise where God says, I will be your God, and you will be my people. And then we're going to look at the lives of a number of people you go, really? That's who you chose to do this plan with? You see, what's happened is I changed this talk about 2.5 weeks ago. I was going someplace else with it. And I had a personal situation that came about where someone that I trusted greatly, I found out had not been honest with me. And I started thinking, you know, it's so easy to be a promise maker, but it's hard to be a promise keeper. And God is the master of what he says he will do. And when I was thinking about that, I was actually becoming a little critical of this person, and I realized, you know what? I can be that way too. I can make promises and I can let people down too, and I'm not all that I want to be. And we're fallible people in an imperfect world, and God still keeps his promises to us, and he still uses us to do phenomenal things that are the most unlikely situations with the most unlikely people to do the most extraordinary things. So what we're going to do this week is we're going to dive in and we're going to talk about the promise, and we're going to understand the covenant, and we're going to understand real humans who interact with God and understand that I, the Lord, do not change, and that makes all the difference in our lives. So I'm looking forward to our time together. I guess I'm going to say it. I heard a lot of Wisconsin people over here, right? I'll talk slowly, okay? Usually I'm the only Minnesota guy in the crowd. It really felt kind of good for a minute there, but I'm kidding, big time. Hey, we're going to have a great time. We'll laugh. We'll probably cry. But more than anything, my prayer is that God would show off this week. And I want you to pray the same thing, okay? So, Tom, where are you? There you are.
So let's pray and just dedicate this week to the Lord. Father, we are so grateful for this week that we get to spend together. And we're here, we're excited, we're ready to maybe slow down a little bit, to take some time to hear the still small voice of the Creator. And I pray for Dan as he teaches us that you would bless him mightily to use his words to impact our lives. Father, you have given him a message that you wanted him to preach to us. We know you're sovereign. And we pray that we would have open hearts to receive the things that he has to share. I pray for a safe week. I pray for no rain. And just that we would have a sweet time together. For we praise in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.